channels only, blessed Master, but with all thy wondrous power flowing through us, thou canst use us every day and every hour. Jesus, fill now with thy Spirit, heart that full surrender know, at the strings of
Petfield, pray with us, please.
Dear Father, we thank you for the reminder this morning of these people who's written down in your word, who have been called to be encouragers. And Lord, you have called us by your word to be encouragers to those who are weak or those who need help. And we just ask you, Lord, to make us sensitive.
Yes.
To those who need help. And thanking you, Lord, for those who had helped us when we were in need. And Lord, that we will be, each one of us here, be instruments of encouragement in your hands, Lord. We pray in Jesus' name and thank you.
Amen. Praise God. God bless you all, those that would like to stay and pray, and those that have to work, go do good works. Instruments in your hand to bring out the best in one another, to have faith over one another, to see the grace of God in one another's lives, Lord. We're so quick and so easy to see the faults. Sometimes it's a reflection of our own. But Lord, we pray that you'll open our eyes and make us quick to see what God is doing. Make us quick to see the grace of God in people's lives. And then to encourage, to fan that spark until it grows into a flame of love and zeal for Christ. Lord, we thank you again for those that have been such an encouragement to us, whether it be parents or others. Thank you for sending them into our lives. Thank you for their never giving up on us, Lord. Thank you for their praying for us, Lord Jesus. Lord, we need that. We still need that. And then we need to be that to others, Lord. And so, God, help us. Lord, there are only so many Sunday school teachers needed in a church. There are so many ushers. There are only so many pianists. But, Lord, we can all find someone to be a blessing to. And so, Lord, I pray. We know there are children in the church who have no fathers to really look up to. Or mothers, Lord. Oh, God, help us to reach out, Lord. Oh God, we just pray that you'll do something in all of our souls along these lines. We know it doesn't have to be a special call to be an encourager, Lord. It's your call all the time. We all want to give ourselves to it. Amen.
Lord, as you just prayed, as Kenny said, you give us eyes, spiritual eyes, Lord, to see what you're doing in people's lives and what you're doing in the world around us, and not to be so easily caught up in the visible, Lord. We should have eyes to see the invisible, to see what you're doing and what you're working in people's lives. And would support that, encourage that, feed that, however dim the light may be, Lord, we know you're working in everyone who's turned to you, as you help us to find that, and feed the fire that you've started in each person's life. Lord, I thank you too that you're no respecter of persons. Doesn't matter if we're great or poor, we have lots of talents or no talents, Lord. What's important is what you're doing in life, that you will come to your fullness in each person's life. And thank you that it doesn't matter, Lord, who we are as a person. All that matters is that you are in us and that you become all in us.
Father, we thank you for this camp, Lord, where children can come and hear about you, Lord. And there are many that have come here that come from homes where they've never heard of Jesus and his love, Lord. And I pray, Lord Jesus, that somehow you will plant seeds in these hearts, Lord, that will germinate and bring forth much fruit for your kingdom, Lord. Father, you know how to work in each life, Lord, in each individual life, Lord. We thank you, Lord. We thank you for working throughout this whole camp. We thank you, Lord. We pray your protection on everyone here, Lord Jesus. And Father, that you will just bless those that come here, Lord Jesus. And open up new lights, Lord Jesus, so that they will see you in a new way, Lord. We thank you, Lord. We thank you for this opportunity that we as adults have, that we can lift them up for your kingdom, Lord Jesus. Help us to be faithful, not only here, but when we go home, Lord, to remember, Lord, these souls that have come here, Lord. Some of them that will never again come to a place like this, and some may come back, Lord. But we pray, Lord Jesus, that the work that you will do here will be for all eternity, Lord Jesus. We just thank you, Lord. Father, we pray your blessing, Lord. We thank you for the meetings and for the way you've spoken to our hearts, Lord. I pray a special blessing on Brother Ken and his family, Lord, as he ministers here and gives them this time, Lord. Father, we thank you for the words that we have heard and the blessing that we have gotten, Lord. Help us to remember our ministers in prayer. Uphold them, Lord Jesus.
Yes.
Father, we thank you for every worker on these grounds, Lord, that has given their time to you as a ministry, Lord. Father, I pray a special blessing on them, Lord Jesus. And we just pray your continued blessing throughout this camp, in Jesus' name.
Amen. Oh, amen. Yes, Lord Jesus. Thank you for watching over the camp during this time of storm.
Yes.
For protecting, keeping us safe, Lord. Thank you for helping us through the power outage. Bless our brother Tom, Lord. We know it means extra work for him and his staff, Lord. And we thank you. Thank you for their service and wholehearted service. We pray you'll strengthen our brother and help him, Lord. Keep him. Again, Lord, protect the camp, Lord. Let your care be over this place. Protect especially down at the beach, Lord. We pray that you'll be the eyes above and beyond that of the lifeguards, Lord. That you'll watch the children in the water, Lord. And Lord, as they go through the woods and in all of their activities, Lord, we pray for your protection, your keeping, care. Cover this camp with your blood, Lord. Cover us, Lord. Sprinkle the camp with your blood today, Lord Jesus. Again, we look to you and pray.
pray, Lord, that you will just, oh God, be our keeper, Lord. Except unless the Lord keep the city, the watchman, stay awake in vain. The Lord is our keeper. He's our shade on our right hand.
Amen.
We thank you for it. Amen.
Yes. Dear Lord, we thank you for your presence here. We know this is holy ground. We thank you that the mother of this camp is goodness unto the Lord. Help us, Lord, to really know the echo and the need to be. That is holiness unto the Lord. Oh Lord, we thank you for our salvation. We thank you for your presence with us. We thank you for your precious word. And we thank you that we can hear your word here explained.
Yes.
That we can be fed with that manna from above. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Bless for the church. Bless him. And anoint him. We thank you for his life and for his service to you. And we thank you again from the depths of our heart for Pilgrim Came, for the many souls that have found comfort, were encouraged here. Lord Jesus, help us to be encouraged as we leave this camp, not only here, but throughout the day, throughout the week and days. We thank you, Lord, that you are our strength and our comforter, and that we need you. And help us, Lord, to get that light shining, that we might be a blessing to whoever we come in contact with. We ask this in Jesus' precious name. Thank you, Jesus.
Yes, Lord.
Lord Jesus, we pray that you forgive us for looking back and being contented with our Christian walk, and we pray that you remove the lethargy in our lives and give us souls for our higher Lord.
Yes,
oh God, even in our latter years, we pray, Lord, that you make us a blessing, Lord. Oh God, we pray that we help us to encourage those that are fallen behind and those that are in need of help spiritually, Lord. God, I pray that you revive that spirit within us, Lord. We don't want the spirit of self-satisfaction, but as Paul called for John Mark to be brought to him, Lord Jesus, we pray that you give us those souls that have drifted away, Lord. God, make us a blessing in their lives, Lord. Help us, Lord, to let the love of Jesus Christ flow through us.
Amen.
Into their hearts, into their failures, into their lives, and renew them into your love and into your kingdom,
Lord.
Hallelujah. We sang, let Lord lay some soul upon my heart. Love that soul through me. But may we ever do our part to win that soul so we are. Hallelujah. I have a Savior, he loves me so. Jesus, who died for me, bears all my burdens, sorrow and woe. His love is real to me. I'm in love, deeply in love, with the lover of my soul. I will sing praise to my King while the years of eternity roll. His love is in my heart, never to depart. His blood has made me whole. I'm in love with Jesus. He is the lover of my soul. But you all knew that. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. We praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Wisdom in raising our children, Lord. All the parents here, Lord, and grandparents.
Yes.
Lord, give us wisdom, grace, faith over them, Lord. Lord, like little Samuel, Lord, let them hear the call of Jesus for themselves.
Yes.
Let these things that they hear from your word be quickened to them and be made alive in their own souls.
Yes.
And that these truths become theirs, and Christ becomes theirs. Lord, and as they grow, that light increases, and consecration, and the call of God grips them in a greater way. Lord Jesus, don't let us take for granted because they grow up in a Christian home, or go to church, that that's enough, Lord. But Lord, we know that there's a battle for their souls that can only be won through prayer.
Yes.
And we pray, Lord, that you'll help us to be faithful in really praying and interceding for our children, our little ones, Lord. If we don't have any, help us to find them someone, some child to pray through.
Jesus.
Oh, God. When they get in their teenage years, Lord, we know temptations come into their lives that they have not yet experienced, Lord. But you can keep them. You can give them a heart for you that will keep them, Lord, during those times. And Lord, for those parents whose children have gone astray, are not serving God, we know that you don't give up on them, and neither do we, Lord. God, you have invested much in their lives, and you have much to work with. And we're praying today that the Holy Spirit will quicken and stir up those things in their soul that God has wrought.
Yes.
And that you'll bring them to the end of themselves, Lord.
Yes.
And that you'll bring them to Christ and help them to cast themselves wholly upon you.
Yes.
We know there are others, Lord, that you can send their way that perhaps they'll listen to. Others that will take up an interest in them, Lord, and pray for them.
Amen.
And be a blessing to them, Lord. Sometimes it's hard for us to speak to our own family, Lord. But if we'll speak to others, you'll send others to speak to our own. And so, Lord, we pray, bless our children, bless our teenagers, Lord. Come to them, we pray. And even those that are married and have children of their own and aren't really serving God as they have been trained to do, Lord, we pray that you'll get your hook into them, Lord, and bring them in, we pray, Jesus. Oh, God, not for their sake alone, but for their children's sake, that they might have a chance to find the Lord and may have been given the same opportunity that the parents had to hear the gospel, to be in God's presence, to see godly lives around them. Oh, Jesus, to see that it pays to serve Jesus. Oh, bless our families, Lord, we pray. We know it weighs heavy upon the hearts of mothers and fathers, their burden for their children, Lord. And we pray, God, that you will just give us a sight of your faithfulness, Lord, that will lift us in our spirits and bring us onto believing ground. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
Brother, do you
too
just pray for the children in the camp, Lord?
Yes.
Children in our churches, so we pray that you would put it in their heart to believe your word, literally, Lord, to believe that you mean what you say, not to water it down like the world does. They would take it to heart that you promised them many things that they would expect and count on your word, Lord. Pray also that you show them at an early age the futility of the world, Lord, and the fleetingness of its pleasures and rewards, Lord. they would turn their eyes to eternal rewards and eternal pleasures, Lord. And they would desire to know you and to walk with you, to have your presence with them rather than all the treasures of Egypt.
Yes.
Sweeter as the years go by,
sweeter as the years go by, richer, fuller, deeper, Jesus' love is sweeter, sweeter as the years go by.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
You would strengthen the mightily and the inner man by your spirit, Lord. For you said, if we walk not in the flesh, we walk by the spirit, through the sons of God. We thank you for that, Lord. We're praying, Lord, for each one, to all of us, Lord, to be strengthened mightily, to walk in your perfect will, Lord, to be led always by your spirit, to mortify the deeds of our flesh. Pray as we go back to our jobs and families and things that we have to do, Lord, that we'll go with the power and grace of the Lord, that be led by you, Lord Jesus. Just look for you to lead every part of our lives, Lord, from the not just the big things, Lord, but the small things that you would teach us, Lord. We're not too old to be taught. Our hearts are hungry to be taught of you, to come, Lord. We answer your call, Lord, to come and learn of you. We lay ourselves at your feet, Lord Jesus, gladly asking you to teach us. We gladly learn of you, Lord Jesus. We gladly learn of you, Lord.
Wonderful peace, glorious peace, since my Redeemer has ransomed my soul, I have into in this fellowship, Lord
Amen.
Jesus.
Yes, thank you.
Falling in love with you. Living to see others saved, Lord Jesus. And we just pray that as we get older, you continue this work in our hearts and lives, Lord. Oh God. We want to serve you to the end, Lord. We want to be ready at your call, Lord, and at your beckoning. Lord, as we sang, lay some souls upon our hearts, Lord. Oh God, we pray that you come to our families, our friends, our church fellowship, and those that we know that don't know you, Lord. And God, we pray that somehow, some way, you give us the words to draw their hearts unto you, to find the fullness of your love, Lord. Oh Jesus, just Oh God, I pray that you bring us to that place, Lord, where in our latter years that we can still be a blessing, Lord. God, help us, strengthen us, Lord. And oh God, give us souls for our hire. We ask this in your precious name.
Live out thy life within me, O Jesus, King of Kings. Be thou thyself the answer to all my questionings. Live out thy life within me, in all things have thy way. Transparent medium, thy glory to display. The temple has been yielded and purified of sin. Let thy Shekinah glory now flash forth from within. And all the earth keeps silence, the body henceforth be. Thy silent, docile servant, moved only as by thee. Its members every moment held subject to thy call, ready to have thee use them or not be used at all. Held without restless longing or strain or stress for bread or chafings at thy dealings or thoughts of vain regret. But restful, calm, and quiet, from bend and bias free, permitting thee to settle when thou hast need of me. Live out thy life within me, O Jesus, King of Kings. Be thou the glorious answer to all my questioning.
Hallelujah.
Of your presence this morning and the work that you've done in each heart and mind, oh God. Give us the wherewithal and the strength and the grace to follow you to the end, Lord. Oh Jesus, and we pray again that you give us souls for a hire, oh God. Those that we know, those that are seeking you and not knowing which way to go, and we pray that you give us light and understanding to lead them. Let the sweetness of your presence just fill our lives to draw us unto you, in your precious name. Amen.
Dear Lord Jesus, we ask that you would shed your love upon the hearts of your people today in this kingdom, Lord. Hearts would be wide open to receive your love today. Let it flow, Lord Jesus, that each one would know your divine love. Wonderful Savior, hearts are melted. All things are brought low, and your love is felt. Lord Jesus, we just thank you for your love. We want to love you more today. Fill us more greatly, Lord Jesus. Let us be more given unto you. Each and every one, Lord, we pray for the counselors for Mary today. As they're winding up these last days, Lord Jesus, we pray, Jesus, that you would meet them in a very special way. Even though they're coming to an end, Lord, we know that you can do a great thing in just a moment. We ask that you would do this for your name's sake, Lord. And for the boys here, the young men here, Lord, again, we ask, we thank you for what you have been doing. We don't doubt that you've been working, Lord Jesus. We can see it. And we just want to thank you and give you the glory. We pray, Lord, as they return home, that they would sense and know the effect of being here, Lord Jesus. That you would draw their hearts to your own dear self. They would desire you above all things. My wonderful Jesus, we thank you again for your love, for your blood that was shed on Calvary for each one of us. May that blood come into contact with each heart today to cleanse from all filthiness of the flesh, Lord Jesus, and of the mind. Lord Jesus, we thank you that you are all compassion. We pray that you would fill us with your compassion, with the mind of Christ that can sense and know what is happening, Lord Jesus, and that your words would be in our mouth. You are able to put your words right there where they are needed, and you know every need. How wonderful it is that we could lean harder upon you today and give ourselves more completely to you as the weak vessels, Lord, and filled with Christ and Christ alone. We thank you when we are weak and we are strong in Christ.
Thank you, Lord.
May we know our weakness and our great need of our King today, Lord Jesus. Oh, may our eyes be turned upwards, gazing upon you, the King of Glory, sitting upon your throne, reigning over this camp today. We thank you, Jesus, that you are there and that you are here by your Spirit, that you have come to manifest yourself and to make yourself known and revealed in every heart. We thank you that you have died the just for the unjust, that you might bring us to God today. Lord, may every heart be open to come closer to you, more deeply set into your love, filling and flooding us, Lord Jesus, and going away from this place, knowing that you are going with us, Lord. And that when we leave this place and go out to our workplaces, wherever you send us, Lord Jesus, we will know and see in the unseen that that love is flowing, that it can meet needs wherever we go. Thank you, Lord, for your word to Abraham that thou shalt be a blessing. So we take that promise today and ask that you would live it out within each one of us. May we indeed be that channel you have called us to be. Remove every hindrance, Lord Jesus, from this camp. Remove every hindrance from each heart, Lord Jesus. We want to know you better today and to love you more. Thank you, Lord, that you have been with us in such a wonderful way. We don't doubt that you have been working in every heart, in the waitress's heart. Thank you for Megan, Lord Jesus, and for each one of those girls who have come to work in the kitchen and waitressing, Lord Jesus. We pray that you would be with them in a wonderful way today. Lord, just use their mouth, Lord. Come to them and surprise them. How wonderful it is when you show up unexpectedly. You do that for them today. Strengthen them mightily by your Spirit in the inner man. As they work, may your joy just flood them in your peace. How wonderful and kind they have been to us, Lord. We know we want to thank you for each one of their lives. Lead them, cause their ears to be open to know what you would have them to do. We pray that they too would give their whole hearts, those young girls, to you and be willing to give up their own lives and to pursue the kingdom plans for their life. Lord Jesus, that your plan and service and your work in your kingdom would become so precious to them, that you would make that so real in their life that they would desire to be a part of that above all things, and that you have them set apart for yourself, that they would be willing for that, and that they would be willing to wait for the spouse that you have for them. And Lord, we just want to thank you for it. Lord, cause their eyes to be drawn to you. We ask that you would cover their hearts and their minds in your blood when they go back to the public schools or the colleges, wherever they go, Lord Jesus, that you would remind them, that you would cause them to remember you and to remember your covenant. Cause them to take hold of your covenant, Lord Jesus, as the days go by. We thank you and give you all the glory in Jesus' name.
Amen. Thank you.